Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, speaking of great stuff, we are going to go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline right now. OTAs are going on. And Rashard Higgins, Browns wide receiver, nice enough to join us on the hotline. Hollywood, how are you today?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. First of all, how are things going? How was your offseason? And how much are you looking forward to next year?
Oh man, I've been having a great time. You know, I'm happy to come back to the team. We got a lot of great things going around here, and man, we can't wait to get the season started.
I would assume that Freddie Kitchens has you guys relaxed, ready, excited about what might be coming. What have you noticed about Freddie as a head coach?
You know what? The big thing is he's letting us play. He's letting us players do what we do best. You know, when I feel like he knows all of our strengths, and he try to put us in position to show those strengths. So that's why I feel like Coach Kitchens is a great head coach.
Rashard, can you walk me through last season for you? Because I look at you know, just the growth that you had last season, a lot of it probably because of Baker Mayfield, but just walk me through last season for you and how things just I became fun. I love watching you play, and you proved that throughout the season last year, how the confidence just seemed to grow.
Oh yeah, you hit it right on the head, man. It came down to having confidence. I know I'm confident in myself, and I just had to stop worrying about a lot of things. You know, put my focus back on football, and just stop stressing about a lot of stuff. And when I did that, I went out and showed what I was really about.
Along with that, what happened on the field? Did you feel more comfortable? Was it a learning curve coming in? What was it, Rashard? Because clearly last year you showed some, you know, some signs that you're really ready to make a big, big move this year.
You know, I feel like the biggest thing was the chemistry with me and Baker. You know, he brought out the best in me. And for a quarterback to really, like, have your back no matter what, that goes a long way in that. That tells him that he trusts you and he wants you to be here, you know, and that's like one of the biggest things is somebody that wants you, you know, and that brings out the best in you.
How long did it take you to figure that out, that you guys were going to be a good tandem?
Shit, when he first came in.
Really?
I seen he threw that first pass, man, and went against that Jets game, and right then and there, everybody knew he was a baller, but I mean, when he first got drafted, Corey Coleman, me and him was at Barley House, and he was like, man, watch out for Baker because Baker's a baller. And believe it or not, Baker is a baller. So,
Rashard Higgins joining us, Browns wide receiver. Odell Beckham comes to this team. On one hand, terrific. You know, he's one of the great wide receivers in the NFL. On the other hand, you play wide receiver, Rashard. So you get to learn from a guy. You get to work with a guy, yet the guy's going to – take some snaps that I'm sure you were thinking were going to be yours this coming season. How do you balance all that? Because I would think it would be challenging and difficult.
Listen, at the end of the day, I'm about winning. You know, we've been through a lot. And for me to go be on one of those on 16 teams, one of 15 teams, and then for us to change the whole culture around, man, I'm just all about winning at this point. So I know at the end of the day, I'm going to contribute to this team in some form or fashion, so I'm not just worried about getting the ball. I know when my chance comes, I'm going to make the most of it.
Rashard, what have you had, four offensive coordinators? How many have you played for since you've been here?
Yeah.
Four?
I think it's about four.
Yeah. So what's Todd Monken bring to the table, and how's that going?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I'm just curious. Todd Monken, now that you have another offensive coordinator, how is the change for you, and what's he like as an offensive coordinator?
Oh, he's a great guy, great coach. I feel like him and Coach Kitchen, like I said before, is doing a great job of scheming things well. you know, the Arizona offense and stuff that he brought over, Larry Fitzgerald, those guys used to run. It's a great offense, and I feel like we're going to implement that in our game very good this year.
I'm anxious, Rashard. I can't wait to see the offense, and I think you summed up the attitude that everybody has to have here. Because if you look at the offense, you know, you've got Duke Johnson, you have Nick Chubb, you have, you know, Kareem Hunt coming in game number 9. You have all the wide receivers. You've got good tight ends. I mean, if you guys can all develop the attitude that you just shared with us, you know, where this is a unit and we're working to put points on the board and win games together, I think you're capable of some really big things this year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, that I feel like that's the mindset for everybody. You know, a lot of people got their swag, a lot of confidence, and that's what we need to have. And I feel like in the past with those 0-16 teams, 1-15 teams, we didn't have that. We was just going out and playing, and we wasn't just confident in ourselves. And, I mean, everybody have confidence now, so, and everybody want to be a Brown, man, but everybody can't be a Brown.
Yeah, so two things, and this is our last question for you, too. That one, you do see guys that want to play for the Browns, which is a big change from when you were 0-16. But two, you're going to be in the national spotlight, and you'll have the opportunity to show all those folks that when you guys were down that there was talent on this team. What are your thoughts on being on national television all this time and the thoughts of being a destination team now in the NFL?
You know what, the spotlight, man, I feel like that was made for us, you know. That was made for me in particular, man. I'm Hollywood, come on, with, like, the bright lights and stuff. But I feel like at the end of the day, it's just football, you know. Although the cameras and the people is watching, man, we just got to go out and play football at the end of the day. So if we can get the people and the distractions out of it, we're gonna be in for a good year.
All right, Hollywood, thank you very much. You know, we appreciated everything you were able to do last year, and we're looking forward to more success next season, too. Good luck with OTAs.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Rashard Higgins, Hollywood Higgins, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Very cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.